ready to rock and roll? Okay. We got this. Do you have the agenda here? Okay. So let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Ken, why don't you want to let's do that? I pledge allegiance. In the mic. And to the Republic. And the nation. Still missing, No one has the mic on?
Let me check with Annie.
Louie, why don't you come up? Nadia called me. She apologizes she couldn't come. She has a Mid-Hudson meeting at 3:30. So she asked for Zoom, but she didn't have WhatsApp. So, how is everyone? Good?
Okay.
I'll agree.
One, two. One, two, three. One, two.
You may have
testing one, two, three. They're on.
Perfect. Thank you, Anne Marie.
They may be set at different levels, so you may have to lean closer to the mic.
Okay.
Let's do the meeting. We're getting it recorded. If you can't hear what anyone says, we'll understand if someone can hear. Okay.
So let's do the roll call.
Yes.
Here. Mr. Liblek.
Here.
Maureen.
Here.
Emil.
Me?
Yeah.
You? I couldn't hear you. I'm here.
Paul?
Here.
George?
Here.
John?
Present.
Haley is absent. And Ken?
Here.
Thank you.
So we have not heard from Kaylee again, correct? So I think that we should, just amongst ourselves, I don't think that it's fair now to have her on the board because we haven't heard from her. So I think we should make a motion that we ask the legislature to fill the seat, to put up to the seat for someone else as well, because we want to do our work here.
Right.
And already we have one person, and then we'll have another one, and we have a lot of informational work to do.
So I know we asked for a replacement for the other gentleman who left.
They sent out a notice, and I understand three people responded,
okay.
And then the legislature will decide to appoint. Mm-hmm. I think it was June 30th was the last day for
is
that.
Is it mandatory that we have 9?
Yes.
It is mandatory?
Yes.
Okay.
It's nine districts. You have to have 9.
But we're not aligned to the district.
No, we're not.
So I don't know why it should be mandatory. We're an odd number, literally.
It's 9 people to be on the charter review. I mean, we had it the last time, we had people that came in and out.
Okay.
But the people were familiarized, and it wasn't to this extent where it was in the beginning. So
okay.
I find that concerning. Bill did the right thing. He saw that he couldn't continue. But Kaylee, I don't even know. Does anyone know who she is, even? No.
I move that the legislature replace Kaylee for lack of attendance.
I second.
So we need two new people, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Well, that's the question. Do we need...
Well, they have to decide. It says in the charter it's nine people to review.
It does say in the charter that it's nine.
Yeah. Up to... You need
up
at least
to
nine.
Up to nine. It's not nine.
You need...
Nine or more.
You need nine people to review the charter.
Because they already missed three meetings.
Yeah, more than three.
Okay, so...
The first meeting as well.
So what was the motion? To replace Kaylee for lack of attendance? Is that the right wording?
I think it's that we asked the legislature to please look into the matter where we have not heard from her for the past two meetings. She had an excuse for two meetings prior to that, and you know, we want to have a full committee so that we could do our work.
Would it be more expeditious to ask her to resign?
We cannot ask her to resign. It's the legislature.
Well, let me rephrase it then. I move that the legislature look into the attendance of some members and make a decision on what they want to do.
Well, it's not some members. I mean, we've all been here.
Right. Two members.
I think...
Then you make the resolution.
I think that we ask the legislature to review the attendance record of, what's her name, Kaylee?
Kaylee Robot.
Kaylee Robot. And to determine if she should still be on the Charter Review Commission.
Didn't we establish?
We did.
We established, yes.
We did.
At our first meeting that you had to show, if you missed three, you were out.
That we said they were out and now it's...
So do we have the authority to establish a policy?
No.
No.
And we don't.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
We have the... We decided to do that to then go to the legislature and to tell them that. And I think that's what we are doing now. And I think that's how, unless she walks in 5 minutes.
So do we ask the legislature to establish a policy on attendance? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, we're saying that we established. We are telling them to review that she's never been at a meeting.
But what if somebody...
We have a motion on the floor and then a second, then the discussion.
Excuse me?
Let's have a motion on the floor, a second, then a discussion.
I think the legislators can, if they don't like what we're saying, they can override what we're
saying.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
Is there a second to the motion?
I did second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't think there's need for further discussion. Okay. Approval of the minutes.
I motion to adopt the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Quorum vacancies we just discussed. So I brought it to item number two.
Okay.
Discussion about video Zoom. The legislature, from what I hear, supports it. There was no motion at the last meeting, and I believe at the July meeting there will be a motion to allow us to honor our request that we can have meetings. I think they're saying maybe they should do it as well. But that's elected group. It's different. So hopefully in the July meeting there will be a motion, and the legislature will approve us to have the Zoom capabilities.
I know I will be out.
Okay.
Meeting, so
okay.
Hopefully
they will have it.
They get it done.
That's the August meeting.
Meeting.
Right. Right. No. And I don't believe I could be here in September at the meeting.
Yeah, I may not be here in September either.
The other one is yours.
50-50 possibility.
You won't be here in September?
50-50
is it
possibility.
On?
I mean, if we don't have enough people, we could say that we're not going to have a meeting in September because it's right by Labor Day weekend.
Hopefully I know in a couple of weeks.
We can do something like that and just hold off a meeting for 1 month.
Okay.
We'll decide in next month. What do you think, Camille?
Let's decide now.
Okay. Let's decide.
Done.
I make a motion that we do not have a meeting in September due
to I'll second.
Interference with Labor Day.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay,
I think it's better then.
Point of information, we just recognized, Bill, we don't have a vice chair.
No, we're going to do that. I wanted
to
wait, because what I wanted to do was not have a vice chair. I wanted us to have a co-chair.
That's fine.
Because I feel that if one of us can't make it,
right.
And when it gets down the road,
right.
That we have, you know, two people that can conduct the meetings. Is everyone in agreement of that?
Yeah, we should do that.
Everyone? Consensus? Camille?
Okay.
Kent? No?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to go back to meetings, so I had a question.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Are we changing from 3 to 5?
Not until we know about Zoom. Is that okay?
When we go by Zoom, we'll be 3 to 5?
It may not be, because if they're going to give us the ability to, like we did at that time where I let you come on here. And if we do that, we can keep it at 4 o'clock. Equally, and it's only if the county has to have someone hired. But what we're doing right now is, for the minutes, we have them recorded, and they're put up on the website, so everyone can hear the minutes of these meetings. So it's, we really don't need, if we're going to do it, if they give us a computer that we could sit over there, or we have someone, I think we could work out the mechanism. Where we don't have to. Would you prefer to go to 3?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to bring it out there because
right.
we talked about it.
Right.
Today I would prefer it, but
right, because
you
have to leave.
But it is what
right,
it is.
Right, but that's circumstance.
Yes, it's fine.
I mean, we could find that out. Obviously, if we do the Zooms and then there's a public, we're going to have meetings where there's public comment. Those meetings we may not be able to do Zoom. We may want to take the meetings throughout Sullivan County and have meetings in different locations. Maybe a nighttime meeting, maybe different times, but that's down the road. So I've invited, you know, someone yesterday is a former employee that wanted to make a suggestion. I said, come to the meeting. You know, we could recognize you. But I think that's a feel of, are you okay with that? Everyone okay? Yeah.
Fine.
But we keep it at the 4 o'clock, and only if the county has to be here to prevent overtime or anything. But I think that worked very well at the last meeting.
It's never ideal, but it's great.
Yeah.
It was a great solution. And
yeah.
Not having to have the county and have people.
Right. I don't think. Because what we're basically doing is reading the charter, making suggestions, and if we have a guest speaker that comes and can't come, that's not in the county, we could figure it out at that exception. That's how I feel. But the county employees, like, we'll eventually have the DA come here and the county clerk come here, the legislators come before us, just to tell us how things are going. That they'll come before us, and I think that will be the way to do that. Okay? So, where are we now? To continue reading the charter.
Right. So we're on C203, correct?
Wait, let me get my charter.
I thought, though, we were going to discuss the officer position. Just formalize that.
Do you want to do that now, or you want to wait to two
sure.
people, or...
We should do it now.
Do it now.
Okay. I'll have to stay co-chair. Would you like... Anyone here would like to be co-chair? Maureen, would you like to be co-chair?
Not.
Would you like to be co-chair?
Catherine Scott.
Would you like to be co-chair? Anyone here would like to be co-chair?
John?
You can do it, John.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Coach.
Do I have
nobody else
motion?
Wants it?
Yes.
I make a motion that John is co-chair.
Can I second it?
Second.
Shouldn't it be someone who's not here?
You know, John, you happen to know... You happen to know Sullivan County in and out. You know the charters.
Right.
You try to be on PS2 commissions.
All right, I'll be co-chair.
Thank you, John.
Congratulations, John.
Congratulations.
Yeah, condolences, I think.
Put that in your resume.
I need your, I need your new email. Is the old one working?
No, the old one's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it resolved.
Okay, so let's go where we were.
Sorry about that panic mode I was in.
Yeah, I
okay,
know.
So that's out of the way. And I guess we've
never been hacked before.
We have co-chair.
I was once.
John will be co-chair with me. I think that works the best. Okay, now we're...
So where do we leave off?
That's
C202, I think, right? Yes.
C202.
So we're now at C203.
Wait. Got to get there.
Where did 3 go?
I don't think I made a mark on here. Okay. Where?
I think
we just... Oh, good. You made a mark. Yes. It's excellent. You are excellent. Okay. N. Okay. Ready? Everyone... Have it?
I can't find mine.
Oh, just...
I get 02. I don't get 03.
It's on the page that says Charter C2.02. That's the first...
Confirmation of appointment.
During that official term of office.
I got that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we start.
Okay.
And we go to N. N. Establish and maintain a standing committee that will review, adopt, and update as necessary... A six-year capital plan that will establish capital programs and priorities that will assure responsible debt management. this committee shall also, John, I should have you read it, being that you're co-chair now. This committee shall also consider impacts of the county operating budget. This capital plan will be adopted by a majority vote of the legislature, but deviation therefrom will require a two-thirds vote, added 10-18-2007 by LL number 12-2007. 1. Said committee will be comprised of the following voting members: Chairman of the Management and Budget Committee, Chairman of the Public Works Committee, County Manager, County Treasurer, Chairman of Personnel Committee, and a member of the Majority and Minority Caucus. Commissioners and other county staff appointed by the County Manager shall be available as resources to the committee at the discretion of the County Manager. 2.
I think we need to look at that because
okay.
Today. Okay.
Let's make a note.
Yep.
That's why we're doing this.
That's right.
Make a note.
Okay.
2. Capital Planning Committee shall also formulate and make recommendations to the county legislature regarding the strategic plan described in C2.02M of this charter. O. Shall create and appoint a council of government that shall serve as an advisory capacity to the county legislature. The council of government should include representatives of the legislature, town supervisors, village mayors, board of education, and the county manager, county treasurer, and other appropriate officials. Ken, you might want to make a note on that too.
I have that.
I think we have to actually put a requirement of at least two meetings a year in it.
No,
I agree.
I agree. That's why. Yeah. P. Shall require a certificate of availability of funds to be issued prior to the submission of any resolution that appropriates funds of authorizes a contract to be executed that requires an expenditure of funds. This was added on 10-18-2007 by LL number 12-207.
LL stands for local law?
Yeah, look. And not open meetings law. Q. In the event of the county treasurer and the county manager do not agree on the annual estimate of revenues for the succeeding year's operating budget, then the county legislature shall determine the estimate of revenues at a public hearing conducted for that purpose after receiving information from the county manager, county treasurer, and commissioner of management and budget by the 10th day of November. Again, that was added 10-18-2007. R. Determine and make provision for any matter of county government not otherwise provided for, including but not restricted to any necessary matter involved in the transition of this charter, added also 10-18-2007.
So on Q.
Yes.
I think we need to talk to the county manager and the county treasurer whether that date is sufficient.
Right, what's that?
On Q. It says the county treasurer and manager. Is that date sufficient time? Is that workable? Is it working okay? Do we need to review that time? Because they have a November date there.
I agree with you. The 10th of November.
That's something we need. We should ask the county manager.
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is it working now?
What?
This group?
No.
Okay.
We know the answer.
So, and if there is a county executive.
Yes.
How would that change this?
The whole thing, you have to change everything around.
Okay.
If there's a county.
That's only if there's a disagreement on the amount of money that's available.
Right.
Correct.
Well, the charter gets amended, which we'll discuss if that ever came before us. Determine and make provision for any matter of county government not otherwise provided for, including but not restricted to any necessary matter involved in the transition of the charter. C203, confirmation of appointments. confirmation of appointments, when required, shall be by a majority of the votes cast by the legislators at a regular or special meeting of the county legislature, except where a different majority is provided for in this charter. C. 204. Offices and committees of the county legislature. And that was amended in 1997, 12-7. Only on January 1st of each and every even-numbered year following the election of legislators, or as soon as thereafter is practical, the county legislature shall meet and organize by election, by a majority vote from among its members, a chairman, a vice chairman, and other officers as it deems required. The chairman shall be deemed the chief elected officer of the county of Sullivan and shall appoint members of the county legislature to serve on such committees as are provided for the rules of the county legislature. The chairman shall preside over all meetings of the county legislature, and the vice chairman, who we have here today, Louis Alvarez, shall preside in the absence of the chairman pursuant to the provisions of the Sullivan County Administrative Code. C. 205. Clerk to the County Legislature, that's Anne Marie. On January 1st of the even-numbered year following the election of a county legislature, or soon thereafter as practicable, the legislature shall appoint a clerk who shall serve at the pleasure of the legislature, and until a successor is appointed and qualified, the legislature shall appoint a deputy clerk and such other personnel as are required for the efficient operation of the office of the clerk within budgetary limitations. The clerk shall act as secretary to all committees of the legislature and shall perform such duties as may be conferred or imposed by New York State law, the charter of Sullivan County. Compensation of C-206. Compensation of members of the county legislature, amended to 1999, 2004, 2004, 2007, 2008, 2011, 2019. The annual salary of members of the county legislature shall be established from time to time and shall be subject to the provisions of County Law 200 and the Municipal Home Rule Law.
Do we know what County Law 200 is?
We'll have to. We don't have the county laws. It should be part of the charter. It may be part of the codes.
FYI, I think we have to look at this and see the practice that the legislature does and see if something's been changed. Mm-hmm. Because
That's one thing I have that I want to go over. I have all the codes that were changed. Have it right.
But remember, the charter takes precedent.
No, I know.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
Because they raised their salary to 34.6. That's what it's up to now, and this says it can only be 22.6. So I'm just saying, is there an issue with what the charter says and what they practice? That's all that we need to look into.
I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
In the body it reads and has qualified. What does qualified mean?
I have the same question.
Wait, let me go back there.
It doesn't state
the annual salary. Where is that?
January 1st.
Second line. Successor is appointed has qualified.
It has qualified. Right.
You have to be qualified. Is the county employee who's what that does is they appoint Anne Marie to be the clerk of the legislature.
No, that part I get.
Yeah.
What is qualified that they have?
I don't.
Is it civil service?
Job description. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Right.
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
But we can ask that question.
That should be defined, what qualified means.
That can be defined.
Thank
How they determine... yeah, absolutely. Just take a
FYI?
Yes.
Before they finally appointed somebody to work for the county, it usually was a political plum that sat in that chair. So I don't know what qualified is. I don't know if that's really spelled out well enough to...
Right.
You know,
we're all saying the same
thing. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know, you're right in asking that question.
And especially that Anne Marie's going to be retiring.
Exactly.
So
it's
an excellent point to raise, to ask that question. I get no phone calls, and of course. Okay, next. Charter, Article 3, the County Manager. C, 3.00. The County Manager shall be the full-time Chief Executive and Administrative Head of the County of Sullivan, fully accountable and responsible for the cost-efficient and effective delivery of county government services. The county manager... I have to shut this off. The county manager... Let me just shut off the phone. Hold on. I'm sorry. Okay. The county manager shall be... Okay, where are we here? The county manager shall serve... The county manager shall supervise all county departments, offices, agencies, and administrative units, except as otherwise provided by New York State law or this charter. That's a very important key here.
Absolutely.
So we may want to look into that. Do you agree, Ken?
Something to always look into.
C-301, appointment, suspension, and removal. Now, this was amended 1994, 1996, 1999, 2007, and 2013. The county manager shall be appointed by and serve at the pleasure of the county legislature. The county legislature may negotiate and by resolution authorize the chairman to execute a written contract of employment within the county with the county manager for a term up to but not exceeding 1 year beyond the term of the then elected county legislature. Such contract to contain terms and conditions of employment. I just want to explain that for a second. This was changed. Originally, after the legislature was elected to office, the county manager's term was also voted on and hired. What this legislature did was change that and extended the county manager's job for 1 year after the election. So that was a change that was made.
And that was for that specific time and place. So when the legislator...
Correct.
...run again, does that...
The county manager will still be here for one extra year.
Provide some sort of continuity.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But that's
okay.
That's the excuse, was to provide continuity. Even though all nine legislators may change.
But you don't want to have...
Microphone, please.
...no county manager because there's an election
right.
And someone has to be reappointed.
Right.
Be interviewed or whatever.
Right. Right.
But that's what they were. That's what they did in the past.
But
yeah.
If we decide that staggered terms exist, or
yeah.
If we
recommend staggered terms,
would that change this?
No.
Perhaps? Why?
No, because this is basically his contract. So if staggered terms comes into effect, there'll still be four, which is a four or five.
Wow.
So it depends how it's staggered.
Right.
But then after they approve the staggered terms, then they would have to revisit this and decide how
they'd have to revisit
that would operate.
You're right.
Okay.
Okay, next. The county manager shall be appointed. We did that, right?
Can I ask
yes.
whether...
Yes,
302.
Says Seth's contract to contain terms and conditions of such employment. That's pretty vague. I mean, I guess the question is, this is the most accountable person in the county.
Right.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have any guidelines in terms of performance or, you know...
Because they're hired by the legislature, and they're supposed to privately, whether it be in public session or a private executive session, is to review his performance.
I think that will be addressed as we go down. Okay, so the review process.
Sorry.
There were added job descriptions with certain degrees and things like that. That was added in over the years.
And performance measurements, things like that?
Wait till we go further on. There's
But keep it as a note. Okay, suspension removal. The county manager will be appointed, and so we did that, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, next. No concurrent employment. The county manager shall hold no other public or political office, nor be concurrently employed in or by any other private or governmental entity. Income derived from other sources, such as investments, properties, or businesses is allowed, provided, one, there is no personal participation in the operation or conduct thereof, and two, they are not located in the county of Sullivan. And Ken, you might want to add cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
C3.03.
Can I just ask,
yes.
I mean, isn't that quite limiting? What if you had a very qualified person
who
has rental properties in Sullivan County?
Okay, I think sometimes we're getting, if we're going to read this through, we should read it through and then come back,
make a note there. Then
make a note,
well,
and we'll come back to it.
Let's do this read through. It's all healthy that we suggest the things that we're interested in. Make notes, because we're going to go through this whole thing again.
Right.
That's a great point.
Yeah, good question.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, it's an excellent.
So some questions may get answered down the road as we read this.
Okay. Qualifications. C-303. Candidates for the position of county manager shall have, here's the qualifications that were added in, a master's degree in public administration or an appropriate equivalent degree from an accredited college or university, and a minimum of 5 years employment in a governmental administrative post. C-304, residency. The county manager shall become a qualified elector in the county of Sullivan within 6 months of appointment and remain so throughout the term of employment. Now, that says elector. We may want to look into that as well, because people are now able to vote at different locations, so we may want to add that in.
Just make a notation.
Because elector doesn't mean residence.
Right. Should mean residence.
C-305, annual performance review. Here we go. The executive committee of the legislature, of the county legislature, shall prepare and present an annual written evaluation of the performance of the county manager, which shall become a permanent part of the county manager's employment record. The county manager may respond in writing, and the response shall become a part of the employment record. We may want to look at this. Is there a report, Ken?
I have no idea. The question we have to do is that public or not? That's the question. That's the first question.
It doesn't say here privately or an executive session. So I would assume that would be public.
That's a question we have to get an opinion on.
Good question.
And is the written evaluation a standard written evaluation so you can compare it to prior?
Don't know.
Okay,
good question.
So I'd like to see the evaluation type report, not just the comments.
No.
That comes under, is it available to the public or not. You know, there's certain personnel things that aren't available to the public.
Okay.
And that we have to get a clarification.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay?
But I wasn't talking about the evaluation itself. I was just talking about the form on how they do the evaluation.
That should be available to the public if they have a form.
Yep.
Right.
Powers and duties, C306.06. The county manager shall be responsible to the county legislature for the administration of county affairs, in addition to such other powers and duties provided for in this charter of the administrative code. The county manager shall A. be the chief executive officer and administrative head of county government. B. be the chief budget officer of the county and be responsible for the preparation of the operating and capital budgets of the county. If you, as just a sideline, if you saw this past week, the county manager said that Sullivan County may have to have a 30% tax increase. And he's asking for all department heads to take a 10% cut for their departments.
Now, while this is not an elected position, is there any, and when I say term limits, it could be...
Could be hired forever. I don't think they have any...
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a hired position.
Yeah, you're hiring a professional.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like you're... Yeah.
A four-year contract.
Right. It's the contract that's the limit.
Okay.
And then they decide if they want to renew it or take it out for future votes. C.
I did have a question in the last one regarding the accountant. Well, didn't we? Is that something that after so many years they have to change? Didn't we bring that up at the
last? Yeah, we wanted how they hired the accountant.
Right.
Right.
That's something to discuss. We made a notation.
Yeah, we made a notation on that. Good point.
Administer the enforcement of all local laws, legalizing acts, ordinance, or resolutions of the county legislature, and all other laws required to be enforced through the county legislature or other county officers subject to the county manager's control. D. Have all necessary incidental powers to perform and exercise any of the duties and functions specified in this election or lawfully delegated to the county manager.
This section.
E. Perform such other duties and have such other powers as may be prescribed by New York State law, this charter, or the administrative code of the County of Sullivan, or as may be prescribed by the county legislature. F. Attend meetings of the county legislature and committee meetings of the county legislature recommending any measures deemed expedient or necessary for consideration by the legislature. G. Appoint to serve at his or her pleasure the heads of all divisions subject to confirmation by the county legislature, amended 1995. H. Exercise supervision and control of all administrative units through the heads of departments and prescribe the internal organization and duties of such departments except as otherwise provided by New York State law, this charter, or the county legislature. I. Provide for adequate insurance and surety bond coverage protecting the county from reasonable risks of loss or damage subject to the authorization of the county legislature. J. Make, sign, and implement all contracts authorized by the county legislature on behalf of the county within the terms and appropriations approved by the county legislature. K. Present an annual comprehensive written report of the administrative units of the county to the county legislature at the close of the fiscal year or as soon thereafter as practicable. The county legislature may direct the preparation of interim reports. L. Develop comprehensive information from and inclusive of all county divisions, offices, agencies, and contracted services, and make recommendations regarding the strategic plan of the county legislature or an appropriate committee of the legislature by the first day of April of each year in which the legislature is to review the strategic plan. M. Collaborate with the county treasurer and the commissioner of management and budget regarding the annual estimate of revenues available in developing the succeeding fiscal year budget. In the event that the county manager and the county treasurer do not agree on the annual estimate of revenues, then the county legislature shall determine the estimate of revenues at a public hearing conducted for that purpose after receiving information from the county manager, county treasurer, and commissioner of management and budget. N.
Excuse me. I think we need to review that down the road.
Okay.
Given the circumstances.
Absolutely.
Just start.
Cause all county divisions, offices, agencies, and contracted services to develop requests for projects to be included in the next six-year capital plan to be submitted to the Commissioner of Management and Budget and thereafter transmitted to the Capital Planning and Budgeting Committee by the first day of June of each year. O. Be required to cause a certificate of availability of funds to be issued prior to the submission of any resolution that appropriates funds or authorizes a contract to be executed that requires an expenditure of funds. C-307.
Can I just stop
yes.
for a second? I personally would like to review this entire section.
Okay.
It seems absurd to me. I mean, this person has to do every job in the county.
Yes.
Yes,
yep.
He does.
County manager.
Yep.
They also have a chief executive.
No. They also have the deputy county manager.
Is delegated
certain tasks.
In other words, what happens...
They do not bring up, which I find odd... There's no mention of the deputy county manager here.
Right. That's a discussion I'll have to have.
Oh, no, whatever.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
What's her name? Bowers.
Now, that was the promoted position this year, or she always...
No, she's had it for a few years now.
Really?
That's my resolution.
Yeah, okay. Right. But yet it doesn't say anything here on what her duties are.
Right.
And
well,
if he's...
I
agree with you.
It's not realistic.
Well, let me explain how it happens. If DPW wants something, they make a resolution. They put forth the line item that's in the budget and how much is set, how much is budgeted for. There's a form for that. So everybody, all the divisions do that when they hand in their budget. It's not something he can do. He can delegate it. But he still has to oversee it because it comes, the money's got to be coming out of the budget.
I understand, but it says, the first line is the chief executive officer.
Right.
Chief Executive Officer means you're in charge of everything.
Everything.
And having to specify you're also the Chief Budget Officer, you've got to get down into the weeds on every little division. It's not realistic. It's not real world. The guy doesn't do this job. And then if you're tying it to performance, well, did you do the job? Here's the spec. No. No one could do it. It just seems like someone just jammed word after word.
It's why one of the first people I want to invite is the county manager. I feel bad for him, especially after reading this.
We do have Michelle Hux sits in that seat where she's the assistant.
Bowers.
Huh?
Michelle Bowers.
Okay.
You
got a married name. Okay.
who sits in that seat and, you know, it is work delegated. Yeah. You know, it still comes like anything else. The general still is responsible for all the underlings.
We'll start.
I fully agree with you. So.
Qualified.
Yeah. Okay. We're by acting county manager. Here we are. A, within 30 days of taking office, the county manager shall designate in writing one or more appointed department or executive office heads to perform the duties of the county manager during the latter's temporary inability to perform the duties of the office by reason of disability or absence from the county. Oh, got an ant here. Okay.
It's a picnic.
Right. Coming to get us. Me. Such designation with the order of the succession specified shall be filed with the clerk of the county of the legislature. Any such designation may be revoked by the county manager at any time by filing a notice of revocation with the clerk to the county legislature. If a vacancy occurs in the office of the county manager, the acting county manager shall serve until the vacancy is filled by the county legislature, pursuant to the provisions of this charter. In the event that no acting county manager has been designated or is able to serve, the county legislature shall designate an appointed department or executive office head to perform the duties of the office during the disability or absence of the county manager.
Definitely have an issue with that.
Question, Louie. I understand that the county manager and the deputy are out on vacation.
Correct.
Who's running the government now?
McKenzie.
Okay. So there's an example of the answer.
Okay. Specifically, the word is used qualified, right? So the absence of the word qualified in here just doesn't seem right.
So make a note.
I'm okay. Not saying Ed is not qualified, but no, no. What's qualified?
I don't know. The legislature.
It's the word qualified.
Ed has the same level of education as we noticed that. He's right.
So what? So could you define qualified? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Be a qualified individual that knows. It's a leadership position. As he's an engineer, he has a master. He's a qualified individual.
Okay. I still think we need to define qualified, but okay.
Remember, if you define it, you're limited.
Right, that's also...
Okay, so you have minimum qualifications, don't you, in positions?
I think the legislature determines. They did set up the qualification level for the county manager.
Okay.
That they have. I just read it to you.
Okay.
That wasn't there prior.
Well, I think that's our point. If you have qualifications for the specific for the county manager, the deputy manager is going to have to do... is absent the same kind of work, what kind of qualifications do they have?
We have to look at the
manager to have some qualifications and the person replacing him have zero.
We have to look at the resolution that's presently operating under.
Yeah,
I believe that the deputy county manager went through the schooling and proper and has the education that's needed for that.
I can believe that.
No, I believe that.
That could be true. Her point is, does it need to be defined, though?
Because I note that she was our former secretary. Just think, maybe one day you'll have to. She was our former secretary of the Charter Review when we met 11 years ago.
Good point.
And she had gone to school after that for positions. Yes, Louis.
We're best not to talk about persons. Just talk about positions.
Yeah, we're not talking about persons.
Just
right,
talk about
talking
and policy.
Agreed.
Louis,
agreed.
Yes.
Sorry.
They're covered directly by civil service.
Right.
They are civil service.
They have to send it to the state and get permission.
Right, right.
Okay. So anybody who's going to be a secretary has to comply with those specific. So the county chairman's position is described by title and described by civil service law. And then whoever is going to be the state assistant.
County manager.
Louis, I totally understand that. I was surprised that civil service isn't mentioned in the charter. Anywhere.
So I don't think you need civil service.
Is that a state law or?
I don't think you need it, but if you really read our civil power, one very exclusively, you can be whatever position you have, but our charter, our civil service law, the way it's written, allows us to hire you to do all the job, all the duties assigned. So that, but you have to comply with the total of what training you need. So Michelle, in order to become the assistant county manager, had to have a master and had to have the same.
Okay. Yeah, and she did that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So
thank you.
She did do that. Okay. Charter. Article. County attorney, let's go to now. Department of Law, amended 1994, 1994, 1996. There shall be a Department of Law headed by the county attorney, appointed by the county legislature. The county attorney shall be admitted to practice law in the state of New York and shall be a qualified elector in Sullivan County and during the tenure of appointment. Now, I don't know if that's the case any longer, and I don't know if that's valid, but I'm saying they have to be an elector. The county attorney shall serve on a full-time basis and shall not be employed by any private or governmental entity. Income derived by other sources, is allowed, provided that there is no active participation in the operation or conduct thereof. The term in the word cryptocurrency, the term of office of the county attorney shall be that term for which the then members of the appointing county legislature were elected. The county shall be removed during his her term only for cause and only after written charges have been filed by the county legislature and he, she has an opportunity to be heard. Everyone okay with that? Maureen, did you want to add day?
I'm not okay.
No? Okay.
Nope.
It should be evaluated. Causes a very, very high standard.
No. I'm saying where it says his her, you may want to add.
Well, I was going to ask about gender neutral, but in the world, I won't go there.
C4.01, powers and duties.
Evaluate that section.
Okay.
I didn't hear you.
Which, I think we should evaluate that section.
The Department of Law.
Law.
Okay.
Well, the notion that termination can only be caused.
Okay. I agree with you. We should.
We'll look at something to look at.
C4.01, powers and duties, amended 1994. Except as otherwise provided in this charter or the administrative code, the county attorney shall be the sole legal advisor for the county. And on its behalf, the county matters of a civil nature advise all county offices and employees and whether in the interest of the county, prepare all necessary papers and written instruments in connection therewith, prosecute or defend all actions or proceedings of a civil nature brought by or against the county, prepare resolutions, legislation, legalizing acts and local laws to be presented for action by the county legislature, together with notices.
Good night.
Good night.
Stay dry.
Notices and other items in connection therewith, and perform such other additional and related duties as may be prescribed by law, or the county manager, or by resolution of the legislature. C402.
I think we have to look at that for other reasons.
What, powers and duties?
Yeah, because technically he is hired by the legislature.
Right.
And he is responsible only to them, and he only has attorney-client privilege with them. Nobody else does. So we have to look at that a little closer for other reasons.
And they also do some outsourcing, I believe, as well.
Well, they do contract. They also set up under Mr. Daugherty. All the county attorneys now are under our county attorney. It's made a division.
Is that working?
As far as I know.
That was one of the code changes.
The only part that may not be working is what used to be child protective, or Colleen Cunningham had a division that she was hired by somebody else, and they brought it all into one. So we have to look at that. But
yeah, because there could be a conflict.
No authority over the county attorney.
He has access to him. Okay, well, his to the way I understand it, his main allegiance is to the legislature. He can be loaned out, as this says.
Do you see the inherent conflict in that? You've hired
of course.
Them to run the county.
Yes.
They don't have a lawyer. The lawyer is reports to the legislators who have delegated all the responsibility for running the county to somebody else.
If there should ever be a conflict, then within this, then the other person can hire their own attorney that the county has to pay for.
But
if it's an employee of the county.
If you had a county executive, you would have two sets of attorneys.
What did you say?
I have to leave.
I said that if there's an employee that there's an issue with, they have to hire their own attorney. It can't be our county attorney defending the employee if it's something within the county. No. If the county's bringing charges against an employee, that employee has to get his own attorney.
How would you answer that? It's a difficult question, right?
What?
You know, I gotta...
I know.
I know, it's a very difficult
for
question.
You.
I gotta
yep.
say that Bill, I'm amazed that you brought this up, because I don't think people realize, and you're right, you haven't realized the complexity of what goes on, because I
yep.
was involved in it.
That's why
right.
I pointed to you.
I understand that, and what the chart is saying, what Bill is saying, is completely
different.
Contrary to what
yep.
they did.
You
right.
know what he's referring to.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to, I'll give you the credit on that. I'm never going to pay attention to it until you said it right now.
Well, that's why we are meeting like this.
And you're still missing one part here. And I was waiting for you to finish the reading. What happened with social service attorneys? Where are they?
Well, they're now under the authority of the county attorney.
But it's not listed there in the
code. No, it says everything.
Yeah.
That was changed, I believe, in the code that we have here.
That's why I was wondering about civil service.
They already changed that.
There's no reference to
it. And that's a problem. And this legislature has to look into that. It's a serious problem because that division involves lives and involves children.
Absolutely.
And that's not what the county attorney's office was hired for. So you have to know the dimensions of the scope of their jobs.
Right.
And to give... right now it's Mr. Freehill, but to give him the scope of being in charge of every attorney in the county, this confidential information, I think, with social services and abuse and the problems that they have in Liberty there,
yep.
and placements. We have that severe, we have a severe mental health problem here, drug problem here, and homeless problem here. And that aspect we're not viewing, because we're looking at the county government. So we're looking at someone who comes in with a contract and for the county, and then we're also having the same person is in charge of social service issues. And as we've said...
It ties to the chief executive who has a budget
right.
to allocate funds, and they don't have the benefit of the county attorney working side by side with them.
Correct.
Yep.
You're right. County attorney, the county manager does not have an attorney...
Right.
He's also right. There is a separation between the attorneys and social service combined with the privacy and the HIPAA.
Yes.
Right.
And that's why he had to bring and hire somebody from social service to work.
Correct.
My goal
in
here,
right.
that person is gone because he doesn't have the authority to look into social service. So that's
and you remember the issues with that, right?
Yes.
There was a whole host of issues.
But I'm listening.
Like Andrew. Andrew just came in here to talk to you. He's a county attorney that represents social services.
Yeah.
And who does he reports to whom?
He reports to him, and while we're talking right now, just to say the complicity is, we don't have a juvenile detention facility.
Correct.
But it's in such a way that the state is allowing us to
stick
create
this
one.
In.
That's what we're working on right now.
Having been involved with social services and child protective.
Yeah, it has to be with the Family Act, but the
right.
governor had just created the position of commissioner for that.
Right.
Which We don't know what
that is.
Wants, and they're giving us a hard time to do the facility here. And says, we need the facility here in order to communicate the kids that are in trouble, have their parents come and be with them and everything else.
Right.
But it's a complete disaster because now there's a brand new person who's going to start next in January of this year, which we don't know what she does. And what are we doing?
Right.
So,
having been involved with hotline calls, unfortunately, nobody, believe me, nobody wants to make a hotline call. There have been issues with things not being done appropriately,
yep,
to the point where I had called the lawyer directly and said, I'm going to public out you if there's something that's going to happen real soon. This kid's in real danger. I mean, I almost threatened the lawyer, and then something happened. So there's issues with that whole. That was about 20 years ago, but so I'm not sure what's happening now, but I definitely had issues with social service, particularly child protective at times.
There was one, I want to say, about 4 years ago.
The what?
There was an issue about 4 years ago as well.
Yeah. There is the big issue that that we have a big, you're right, it's to get the schools. And the schools have a complete different person.
We have a mandate.
Andrew right here, the one that just walked in, deals with kids. And it's very hard to, you can't bring the outside into the school. The school doesn't allow
right.
it.
To
right.
But the their officer, or, I mean, not the their officer, the school resource officer, is part of the backup to the school, and he can't reveal anything that has to do with the school. So
correct.
It's right now getting, it would be interesting to see what the new commissioner is going to be doing, and if that affects your charter. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, well, who's going to be the new commissioner?
Just, you know, every professional in a school district certified is a mandated reporter. It used to be just administrators. It no longer, no, you're all individually responsible for what goes on.
Wow.
It's very important, the nine that sit up here read this document. And I wonder how many really read this document.
I have
to read. You were on the open. So I'll ask you that question.
We're reading it. I'm talking legislators.
Oh, okay.
You're lucky to get them to read the resolutions.
I know.
They give you a book to do that.
I know.
But okay.
I don't think,
is there a test at the end?
No, I'm listening to him.
I mean, Louie knows it because he's been here. Nadia was on the Charter Review Commission. Brian was on the Charter Review Commission, and that's about it. I don't know, and I've said to some of the legislators, have you read the charter?
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
So I have one question here. It says the term of office, I'm going back three steps, of the county attorney shall be that the term for which the then
mayor... You want to speak into the microphone, please? I know I'm a pain.
You knew that?
Closer to Maureen.
We're good. The county legislature, when the county legislature comes in, the term ends for the attorney?
Yes.
But it's different for the county manager.
They changed the county manager. They didn't change the county attorney. And they had that situation when recently, with Mike McGuire, they didn't rehire him. Tom Cawley applied.
Right, we're not talking names.
Talking history.
Right.
And Freehill was a deputy county attorney, and he didn't live in Sullivan. He was a former judge. And I don't know if he has an apartment in Mamakating or what, but they did something to give him the job. It was obviously, it was a political decision what was happening there.
Okay, should that be reviewed?
Sure, it should be reviewed.
Okay, that was my question.
Because the county manager is secured after a whole political campaign his job for one more year.
Yep.
The county attorney is not. So that may be something that you want to look into.
Yeah.
Deputy and assistant county attorneys. The county attorney shall have the power to appoint such confidential deputy county attorneys and assistant county attorneys and shall be authorized by the county legislature. And within appropriations made thereof, such appointment shall be in the exempt class of civil service and shall serve as the pleasure of the county attorney. So it's exempt from civil service, and the county attorney decides who's going to be.
What we should do is get a hold of the changes that happened under the last legislature.
That's over here in the codes.
I said,
yes. Very important.
And maybe bring that into the charter.
where it's appropriate.
Six is an editor's note. The local law also provided as follows. The local law shall apply to the term of the county attorney holding office at the time it takes effect, so as to the length, the term of the then county attorney to be... I was going to say this. No big words here. Where are we? Quarter minus?
What do you mean?
Terminus.
Terminus. It ends at the same time.
What?
It ends at the same time.
With the term of the members of the county legislature who made his or her appointment. The local law shall be subject to the permissive referendum on petition as provided by 344 of the Municipal Home Rule Law and shall become effective 60 days after the date of its adoption unless within such period a petition calling for a referendum shall have been filed in regard thereof in accordance with law. No valid petition was filed.
What are you reading?
An amendment down at the bottom. The footnote.
Right at the bottom, right in here at the bottom there.
I don't see that on the copy I printed out.
Next, county treasurer. There shall be elected from the county at large a county treasurer. The term for this office shall begin on the first day of January, next following the election of the county treasurer, and shall run for 4 years. At the time of election and throughout the term of office, the county treasurer shall be a qualified elector in the county of Sullivan. C-501, powers and duties. The county treasurer shall be the chief financial officer of the county. Except as otherwise provided in this charter, the county treasurer shall, A, collect, receive, have custody of, deposit, and distribute. Disperse all fees, revenues, and other funds to the county. B, perform all duties of the state law and applicable local law relating to the collection of taxes. C, maintain records of real property taxes. D, borrow money in the name of the county as authorized by the county legislature. E, act as an escrow depository for court funds. F, submit for filing with the clerk of the county legislature as soon as practical by after January 1 a true statement in summary form showing the amount of all monies received and expended by the county during the previous fiscal year. The county treasurer shall also furnish such additional statements from time to time as the county legislature may direct. G, maintain complete accounting records of all receipts and disbursements of the county, including liabilities, fund balances, encumbrances, appropriations, revenues, and estimated revenues, and prescribe approved method of accounting for the county officers and administrative units in accordance with standards and practice policies prescribed by New York State Comptroller and the Government Accounting Standards Board. H. Procure statements from all depositors of county funds for which the county is responsible and reconcile such statements with county accounts. I. Have all other duties conferred or imposed by law on a county treasurer except as otherwise provided in this charter, including without limitations acting as a public administrator. J. Collaborate with the county manager and the commissioners of management and budget regarding the annual estimate of revenue available in developing and succeeding fiscal year budget. The county treasurer shall certify the estimate of available revenues for the succeeding fiscal year by the 21st day of October of each year. In the event that the county treasurer and the county manager do not agree on the annual estimate of revenues, then the county legislature shall determine the estimate of revenues at a public hearing conducted for the purpose after receiving information from the county manager, county treasurer, and commissioner of management and budget by the 10th of November. This was added in 2007.
So, question.
Yes.
So, D, borrow money in the name of the county as authorized by the county legislature. But then here it says collaborate regarding the estimate of revenues. So, where does the county manager fit into the borrow money? They don't?
I think they do as advisory. But I don't think the county is involved in borrowing money, no.
You know, they are tax anticipation notes or,
right,
or bond anticipation. So if they're going to bond something at the airport, that's what they're responsible for.
Right.
Okay.
Who does the county treasurer report to?
It reports to the voters of Sullivan County.
Oh.
Because that's an elective countywide position. But she also makes reports to the legislature and works with the county manager because she collects all the revenue with taxes and everything.
They're not under the supervision of the county manager then?
No.
Okay.
She's under her...
It seems to me
odd.
So convoluted because you've got someone who, they state all the things
yep.
they do, and county manager, chief executive, chief budget officer, initial caps, and then you have all these people who are just on the outside of them. I don't know how that
works. So what would this is one of the debates that we had, and I just sidebar this with a county executive. There has been discussion, if that's approved by other counties, they eliminated the treasurer's office, the county elected office, and it became a controller's office, part of the county executives. But that's if they ever change the government. But because the office of treasurer, elected office, has been a political office, and obviously people like Nancy Buck, who was there previously, and Ira Cohn, they didn't... Well, Ira wanted a county executive when he was county attorney, but Nancy was 1,000% against it because it would take away the job. So the last Charter Review Commission, when they met, they looked and said that you don't have to eliminate the elected office of the treasurer, that it would still be an independent office.
I don't know where these pants.
There aren't any much.
Well, the controller is elected. Even if you go to a controller,
no,
that's elected.
Controller would not be elected.
Yes, see, absolutely.
Not here.
Absolutely. It depends on your
controller. Well, it's not now because we don't have a controller.
No, but I'm saying the office.
If you went to a county executive,
right,
the controller would be elected.
Look
at Ulster County. The controller is elected.
They did that.
That's a choice. Elected
or a choice of the legislature and the when they redo the charter. It can be an elected position.
Well, it can be, but I'm saying if you have a county executive, you really have to have a...
Oh, no, I agree with you. I'm just saying something that was discussed.
Yeah. Which is part of the reason
part needs to be discussed now.
That it's been challenging to get the county executive because there's so many changes, like county attorney and county...
No, there's no changes like that.
Why not? Of course there would be.
Yeah, but it's just redoing the charter to make
okay.
it more efficient. Because you would have someone who's
okay.
you would have someone who's elected by the people
right.
that would have the capacity of being the CEO.
Okay.
And if the voters don't like the job, it's the voters that would determine, not a group of nine. That's your difference. But the legislature would still be there.
There would be an incentive for someone to come forward with initiatives.
Right.
That the county manager now doesn't have.
Correct.
The county manager's number one priority is to keep his job.
Correct.
Agreed.
So, anyway, that's a discussion for another time.
That's a discussion that we can have if we want to look into it.
And I think we mostly all...
Right over here, perfect, that would be county executive.
Yeah, question.
I'm just curious, though, there's no qualifications for the county treasurer.
No.
Then they've got to be elected.
That's what I was going to ask.
No.
Same thing for the president.
Huh?
Same thing for the President of the United States. I mean, there's no...
There is none.
There's no...
When you vote for someone for office, except if you're a judge, you have to be a lawyer.
I mean, you have to be over 18. I mean, there's certain criteria
for
something.
You have to be a voter.
No financial?
No.
None.
No.
That's why you have a deputy treasurer that you appoint. That's why you have an undersheriff's
county clerk has no qualifications. The county clerk, any of those elected positions, they're elected. So the qualification is you got more votes than the other guy.
But the county manager is hired.
Yes. By qualifications, set by the legislature in implementing in the charter.
The county attorney has qualification requirements, but none of the other deputies have any qualifications.
Well, they don't have, no, it has to be an attorney. And he has to be a voter.
I didn't say that here.
No, it says he has, no, you're right. You can't be a county attorney unless you're attorney.
He's saying the deputy.
Yeah, it should say it.
Saying the county attorney has to be.
No, it should be in the county attorney.
Admitted practice in the bar. Yeah. Doesn't say for anyone else.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it there, but it's under the civil service law. You're right. You're right, too. It's a mess.
It seems like it's just a lot of inherent contradictions.
I guess pondering where civil service comes in. I really do.
Well, I think a lot of the changes that were made without thinking about ramifications that those changes had on other parts of the charter. And there's a lot of changes in here. I'd be very curious to go back and see what was the original intent in the charter.
I mean, my concern was the codes that were changed. You know, a lot of that had to do with social service, a lot of the stuff.
As a result of impactful or issues that resulted, and that's what caused some of these changes.
Right.
Those are mostly political changes.
These are political changes, but they're important changes.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're more easily undone than the charter.
If you could convince this legislative group when we make a report, if we say it should be reverted back. Or improved.
Well, we don't have anything to say about the code.
We can. We most certainly can. Because I think we have to review the code because it's part of the charter. And we have to review it because I don't believe that the 9 legislators who were there now remember or recall all the changes that were made.
Oh, I'm sure they don't even know the changes.
Freshmen.
How could they?
They don't, and I think we have to point it out.
The charter is like the Constitution. It's a framework they have to work around,
right?
And then the code is instituting that framework, and we need to look at the code only for one reason. To me, is should we memorialize some of the stuff that's in the code into the charter.
Mm-hmm.
Should we suggest that to be memorialized so it doesn't get changed so easily? No, that's true, yeah.
No, we have to. We have to look at that.
But the legislature tomorrow could meet and say, we're going to change the code back to...
It would call a permissive referendum and do what they have to do to make changes.
A permissive referendum is only held, the vote is only held if someone petitions and gets signatures. That's what a permissive referendum is.
No, they have
Then that's not a permissive referendum. Referendum has to be petitioned.
No.
Then it's not a permissive referendum.
Then what, Ken?
There might be another term for it.
Legislature, Louis.
A permissive referendum only takes place when someone petitions for it. That's what the term means.
The legislature petitioned for it.
When they changed the code. No.
Wait.
No. When they changed the code, it doesn't go into effect until 30 days later because it's giving the public 30 days to come up with a petition and put it on the ballot. Exactly. That's what a permissive referendum is.
But when they changed the code, they had hearings.
Right.
You came...
But no one petitioned because no one petitioned for the referendum.
Right.
Nobody...
Okay, so what did they do to change the code? They had public hearings.
They sat down and wrote it the way they wanted it, put it out there as a public hearing, and then they voted.
Adopted it.
Okay, and so then they waited 30 days...
That's what I'm saying. The legislature can change the code tomorrow.
Yeah, but I don't believe...
They can't change the charter tomorrow.
No, but I don't believe the 9 legislators know on how the it was.
Well, I said I agree 100% with you. I don't think they know.
And I think we have to explain. Look at it. Don't you agree, Louis?
I agree. There's so many. I mean, you mentioned something here. in this county, there's two individuals that automatically become police officers by title without police officers training. And it's incredible. One of them is the sheriff of the county.
Right.
Doesn't really have to be a police officer.
Correct.
But he's given police officers power. The chairman of the public safety committee automatically can also be a police officer, but doesn't have to be trained that way. And there's many different things that go through the same way that way. Like you were talking about the person to watch the money that comes in and out in Mercer County.
Controller.
They have one, and I think Orange County has a whole different thing. The county, Orange County has a county executive, which is a very close friend of mine, and his way of doing things is completely different than here, and he has four assistants. He doesn't have one. He has four assistants that meet the requirements, so there's a lot. I have the first charter commission. I was in the first one. I still have it all in my
house.
So if anybody wants to bring it in.
Well, I think, Bill, what you're saying is that if we codify things in the charter, then they're not subject to quick changes by a legislature like the code is.
Right.
So take things out of the code
right. And
embed them in the charter. That's what right. You're saying.
Well,
there are certain things that probably should be.
What first has to be done is to identify the codes. I will tell you, it was changed that the chair of the legislature can serve on committees, be a member. Mm-hmm. In the past, it wasn't done. The putting the attorneys under one head, that was changed.
Right.
There are a lot of different things that were changed that for the entire years prior, it was operating a certain way.
Sure. Well, my only point was that they don't need us
no. In
order to change that back.
No.
They can do that tomorrow.
But I still think that as a charter review commission, we should look at it because I don't know if they know.
They probably don't.
That's why I'm just saying let us review it and see if it reads right.
Well, I think we should put in the charter that there's some sort of education necessary for legislators.
But you can't do that to an elected official. See, that's the problem. You can't tell an elected official what the qualifications are.
No, but you can say that once they're elected, they need to undergo certain remedial...
Aren't you supposed to, Louie?
I think
so. Yeah, once you get elected, you have to...
Yeah, and how many of the legislators have actually done that? Just not all, right? Not all.
Nadia did it. Yes.
But not all have done it.
And you have to be certified by the state of New York. The county chairman and vice chairman, we can sign for grants and stuff like that, but we have to go through a training in the state of New York saying that we know what we're doing just to be able to do that. Yeah, you're right. But
the charter is not part of that.
The what?
Reading the charter is not a mandate.
Well, what you said and what he said right now, it didn't dawn to me. Doherty came over here and changed a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
And that never should have been that way because it really didn't meet the functions of what we were doing. If you put it in the Charter Commission, it would be more difficult to be modified.
Absolutely.
By a legislator.
Absolutely.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But we have to decide what belongs in the charter.
Oh, no.
What does.
Obviously, we...
Not all of those code things should be in
there. While we're doing all this, I think that if there's something that perks our attention, we should point it out to the legislature that we also went through the codes and we feel that you should do this.
You could also do that as a private citizen, Bill. You could just show up at the meeting and tell them.
A greater impact if we're doing it as a charter review commission than doing it as a private citizen. Ben does it, whether I agree with him or not, he does it every week. He protested a lot of this stuff that was changed, and you don't even remember what was changed right now.
No.
Can
I ask Louie a question, though? Do you have specific training you have to go through, or is it like an hourly, like to be a planning board, I have to do 4 hours every year?
You have to go with specific training. Yeah, not everybody has done it, not everybody has.
Yeah, it's the same thing with planning boards.
Well, you saw me a minute ago here, it's the training that we take at the state level, and I was comparing to what you were talking, and I was looking it up and seeing if there was mention there. No, they don't.
They don't. Okay, thank you.
No,
I appreciate what you're saying, Louie. I do.
So, Let's go through the charter. We'll look at the codes.
No, it was a good point, though.
We go through the charter. We look at the code that we parts that the charter is. Take what we can. It's going to be a suggestion.
Exactly.
Always remember a suggestion. They could throw it out.
Right. Like everything we do is a suggestion.
So when we do it, we'll do the why fors and therefores to substantiate why we think it should be changed.
So. But they did. But you're right, John. They did when they made these changes. They discussed permissive referendum. There was no need for a permissive. They had the public hearings. They had two public hearings, I believe. And they kept making those changes. Remember, Louie?
Yeah, they said, if you do it through here, the operation of this county will be more defined.
Right.
And they can't just... right now, if the legislator, the chairman comes here and says, I don't like that, I'm going to change it. And that's what's happening. And it's
that's what happened.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This commission over here comes out and says, we need 10 years before we can change it again.
Right. Well, not really.
The county can operate much better than what it is.
And it gave certain people more power.
It did?
Yep.
And that's what it did. Anyway.
And do we want to give more power or more managerial discretion?
Right.
Good point.
County clerk.
Wow.
600, county clerk. There shall be elected from the county at large a county clerk. The term of this office shall begin with the first day of January next following the election of the county clerk and shall run for 4 years. At the time of election and throughout the term of office, the county clerk shall be a qualified elector in the county of Sullivan. Duties and powers. The county clerk shall be the official registrar of the county and shall be designated as the records retention officer. The county clerk shall have and exercise all powers and duties now and hereafter conferred or imposed by any applicable law. Now, what's not stated in here is the county clerk also runs the Department of Motor Vehicles.
That's in the code.
Yes.
Huh. Yep.
Correct. So, we may want to put that in here.
Definitely.
Again, the county clerk is elected. The county clerk is the largest revenue office in Sullivan County because of the motor vehicles and gun permits and every other permit and keeps all the records. And as a side note, when it comes to the salary of the county clerk, it is surprisingly less than other positions in the county. They could only give the county clerk a raise right after the election. I believe the county clerk of this county makes $105,000 a year, where other employees are making $140.
What's the county treasurer making, and what's the sheriff making? Do you know?
Sheriff, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know.
He just got a big raise.
He got $130,000. So, and what's the treasurer?
More. Because the treasurer makes that plus gets a sidebar of income from certain estates and stuff like that.
But for the county clerk, they manage the revenue from the motor vehicle department?
They run the motor vehicle department.
I understand that, but the revenue comes then, so is that outside the county treasurer?
No, it comes into the county.
It comes into the county.
12.5% or something like that.
But that's his job. His job is...
But they don't get to spend it.
They can spend nothing, no.
So,
they have to come... The county clerk is a very busy office. I mean, it's passports, gun permits...
Mortgage tax, which is a big item.
Yeah.
All
the deeds.
Citizenship, too, right?
Everything he does. Citizenship, runs the motor vehicle...
On behalf of the treasurer.
Excuse me?
You collect that revenue on behalf of the treasurer.
Then they run the office.
But he collects the money.
They collect it on behalf.
They administer the office.
Yeah, but that's a very good office to
it. It goes all into the general fund.
Yeah.
It's not a restricted fund.
But the people who work for the motor vehicle department or any of these departments report to the county clerk. They don't report to the county manager.
Correct.
No, it's chain of command.
Yeah.
But the county clerk reports to...
No one. The voters of Sullivan County.
Elected.
They report to...
Who designed the system?
I would love to see visuals.
Well, all these elected positions that you see here, they have statutory requirements. And by law, the only thing that the legislature has is the funding. So if they shortchange and they may have to lay off people and not get the work done. There's ways they can stick it to them if they want to.
Which happened several years ago, if you remember, at the
right.
clerk level.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, and I didn't know that. I was surprised to hear when you said that it's not included as the person in charge of motor vehicles.
It's in the codes.
But the code may have something, but actually by statute of law, once the state of New York, once you get there, DMV recognizes only
the county clerk.
The county clerk as the person in charge of the DMV.
Right.
So there is a superseding law that says this is what it is. I didn't know. I thought it was in the charter.
No. So, you know, that
state regulates.
Huh?
Okay. Treasurer. Sheriff. Not treasurer. Sheriff.
We're the sheriff.
C700. County Sheriff. There shall be a sheriff elected by the county at large for a term of 4 years.
The
voters.
I said, why they use that language? They haven't used that anywhere else.
Well, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah, county clerk is county at large, treasurer is at large. That's a term they use for countywide office.
But I noticed that residency requirement doesn't appear in the sheriff's.
Interesting.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
A question to ask.
They got sued on it.
But it's on every other.
It's in every other one.
Every other one, though.
Yeah, the boy who used to live in Pennsylvania was demoted from his job, and then for some reason they sued him. They had to take the sheriff. It didn't matter the location where he lives.
Worth looking at.
The other thing I questioned is that the sheriff interacts with the public more visually and more important than probably any other position, and yet he doesn't have to have any qualifications.
No, you don't have to have any qualifications.
I have a real issue with that.
It's an elected position.
I got
that. You don't
have
to be a law enforcement officer.
I think, though, that we ought to see if it's possible to do that. I can't believe that the person in charge of the most important service probably in this county for individuals... it doesn't have to have any qualifications.
You can set qualifications for an elected countywide office.
That's a
but
fact.
It doesn't have to be elected, right? The charter could.
Well, let's talk about this. It's okay. Been the county. Let me just read this to you first, and then I want to discuss it. Duties and powers. The powers and duties of the sheriff shall be those, both criminal and civil, now or hereafter conferred, are imposed upon a county sheriff by law, including but not limited to the following. A. Act as chief police and law enforcement officer for and have jurisdiction throughout the county. B. Be the keeper of the county jail. C. Provide a road patrol for the county. Now, C is what we did during the last charter review commission.
So why doesn't that show up as an amendment here?
Because it's part of the charter.
But it was an amended part of the charter.
So yeah, but this is the new charter. So it was added to the charter.
Okay.
That there be a road patrol. So there was never, in a lot of counties, Orange County specifically, they only used the sheriff to maintain the jail and the civil division. And they rely on the state police for county. In Sullivan County, it's like, when it comes to criminal, it's the, whoever gets the first call, it's either state police or the sheriff's office.
Or the town or village.
And no, I was just going to get into that. Then we also have, in Sullivan County, we have the Fallsburg police, we have the Monticello police, we have the Liberty police, and we have constables. They just had it suspended in Highland. It's back in Highland. You have in Bethel.
Yeah, explain the Highland story relative to this when you're finished.
Okay. So we'll get into Highland.
Okay.
So that's all the policing we have, plus the New York State Police. So what we have is a situation here where obviously the sheriff is a political office, and people have been used to the sheriff being also in criminal, and they also run DARE, and they do a lot of other things. So last time the Charter Review Commission met, the sheriff's office was concerned if the legislature could always look at budgets and say we no longer need an elected position of sheriff, even. And it could be a chief of patrol. And the county runs the police department in the county, similar to when you look at Liberty with the police department. The town, the village board runs the Liberty Police, and they hire a police commissioner, and a police chief, rather. And Monticello does the same, and Fallsburg does the same. They're not elected positions. So in order to ward off that, and the sheriff's office was also criminal and had the offices, and to say, you know, their budget is used, but we don't need them, and because it's political, so it was added in the charter to put the road, the county road patrol for the county in the charter. So that's what our situation is. No, there is no qualifications for sheriff. Anyone could run for sheriff. Could be very popular.
Obviously, you don't even have to live in the county.
It's that I don't know.
It's obvious. Yeah. It's not in here.
I'm looking online. It says rules for New York State sheriff must live in the county they intend to serve.
Yeah, so then they have to. I've never heard.
Have
felony
either.
So we could add that like the other ones.
Yeah, I think that's something that we should suggest
they
add.
If we weren't elected, if we made the recommendation to the legislature.
Oh, then you'd be shot. No.
Correct. But then you would have more qualifications, right?
It's in the New York State Constitution.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
They want to have a low standard.
I get
because
it.
They view it as an administrative position.
Correct.
But you could make it a county.
Oh, you can make it, as I said, a county.
County.
Police department.
See, in the past, we've had civilians, do it. And then we had police officers like Robert Flynn and like Mike Schiff do it. It's somewhat, I believe, on the order. The reason why it is on the order it is it's like the president being over the armed forces. They believe the civilians should be really in charge of the law enforcement, more than having law enforcement be in charge of law enforcement to make sure that it was, you know, that's the way I look at it, and probably that's why it was done. But, you know, you put two people up, and depending on their background, the people will vote accordingly, and we've picked some good people who have been retired state troopers.
Right.
But right. It could be a civilian.
Correct.
I don't know, maybe this is the
what?
Scope, but if we did a retro analysis on some of these things, is it worth it?
Could you talk into the mic so that we can hear you over here?
I mean, if you look at just the sheriff and going back the last, let's say, 15 years, can we see if the position works as elected or not elected? And I know I'm speaking I'm naive, but knowing some of the issues that happened in Highland, what's going on in Monticello, I mean, does it make sense to have an elected position? I'm not saying it doesn't, but is it working? And I guess all these positions, are they working?
Okay.
Are they working together?
They don't have to. In Monticello, they have their own department. They work with the state police and the sheriff when they need to. Same thing in Liberty.
But there was a whole cluster change recently in Monticello,
right,
because of an issue.
Right.
And the same thing, political issue in Highland.
And that's their board.
Okay.
The town board.
I guess I'm
right. It's the village board and the town board that deals with those situations because they're in control.
So
the
once
funding.
They change, when the supervisors in the towns change, these
right.
things could change. So it's a
correct.
Whim of... Not it's, because it's effective
it's
or not.
It's the whim of their board.
Okay.
Their majority rule of the board. I mean, in all honesty, one of the reasons that a lot of elected sheriffs wouldn't want a county executive is because you have a county executive. A county executive say, we're spending all this money and the state police does that work and we just need an administrative of the jail, civil division, and we'll save all this money and put in in-house whatever. I mean, these are all things that people think and fear, and practically, would something like that happen? I don't think so. I think it's become a position that it's known, it's respected. We know what the sheriff's office does. I think with the crime and drugs and everything in Sullivan County, you need the job of a sheriff and to have that criminal and to have that power.
When Cora Edwards was on the legislature, they did a police study.
Right.
And we are very underserved. I don't care how many departments and divisions we have. We're very underserved. The best service we have is a shotgun under our bed. That's it, you know. But we are, you know, it's like an ambulance corps waiting for somebody to show up.
We are, I don't know what the number is, Louie, maybe you could tell me. In terms of drugs, are we the lowest in 62 counties? Highest rated?
We're very high.
Right.
Very high. We were the highest in the state a couple
right.
years ago.
But we have a sheriff and we have state... I mean, it just seems
it seems,
odd
but
to
this
me.
Is...
Off the record. Can I speak off the record?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. 12 of my students, since I've graduated, since I retired, have died.
No requirement to have an annual report in terms of trends, what's going on.
What right. the sheriff does... okay. Let's to understand this further. Every month at the legislative meetings... The sheriff's office is invited to make a report. The treasurer is invited to make a report. The district attorney and the county clerk. So, like Russell, the county clerk will come here and discuss something that's going on in the county. The sheriff will come and give statistics. The coroner, who's it? I don't know. Do we have the coroner listed? We should.
Next.
Okay. The coroner will come and make a report. And, all these people, here's the coroner. They will all come and make reports to the legislature. The only thing that I think may want to add here is the Board of Elections isn't required. Of course, it's a quasi-state agency that's administrated somehow with the county, where they pay the salaries. But they report to the state of New York. Because it's the State Board of Elections, even though it's local elections. But when you get to all of the electeds, there's no qualification for coroner. Anyone could run for coroner.
It had to be a...
Nothing.
Nope.
You could be a coroner, and then you decide...
There you go.
Then you could take a class on certain training. But you
That's the difference between elected and not elected.
Yes.
Well, that I'm just reading. That varies by county charter. Many counties require no medical, and some require licensed physicians.
Yeah, well, we didn't look at our...
The medical examiner.
Well, let's not drift off. Right.
Stay on task here.
Off the record?
We didn't get there yet.
Yeah, we didn't get there yet. I'm just...
Off the record, we...
There's no light at the tunnel from a lot of people.
Excuse me?
There's no light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of people. Depression is
let
very
me tell you,
high.
The 12 people I'm talking about, one just died recently. She was fourth in her class, had a family.
Do we understand the sheriff's office? Okay. We'll revisit. Again, we're going to have the sheriff come here. We're going to have the treasurer come here. Next is the district attorney. And I know that he wants to come here because he has something that he wants changed.
Okay.
District attorney, there shall be elected from the county at large a district attorney. The term for this office shall begin with the first day of January following the election of a district attorney and shall run for 4 years. At the time of the election and throughout the term of office, the district attorney shall be a qualified elector of the County of Sullivan and shall be duly admitted to the practice of law in the state of New York. Powers and duties. The district attorney shall have and exercise all powers and duties now and hereafter conferred or imposed by any applicable law.
FYI, their budget, their income is controlled by the judge's income. So when the state changes the judge's income,
right.
In the Supreme Court, that's the same salary they receive.
Correct. And the DA here just received an increase because of that. The county has to pay for it. I know members of the legislature would like to go to the state and say that the state should put that in because there's hardships in counties like Sullivan. But there's other things here I think that the district attorney also wants to discuss that's in the codes. That has to do with the county attorney's office and there's services and other items. So I know that he's anxious to come to us. Charter, county auditor. Now, this is not an elected position. There shall be an office of audit. Oh, no wonder I can't see. Hold on. There shall be an office of audit and control headed by the county auditor who shall be appointed by the county legislature after competitive examination. The county auditor shall be the chief accounting, reporting, and auditing officer of the county of Sullivan. The position shall not be exempt from the provisions of the civil service law. The county auditor shall report directly to the county legislature, as opposed to all the other. The county auditor reports to the legislature. Qualifications. The county auditor shall possess a bachelor's degree in accounting or public administration from an accredited college or university and have prior experience in accounting and or governmental operations. The county auditor shall be a qualified elector in the county of Sullivan at the time of appointment. The county auditor shall hold no other public or political office, nor be concurrently employed in or by any other private or governmental entity. Income derived from other sources, such as investments, properties, and or business, is allowed provided, one, there is no active participation in the operation or conduct thereof, and two, they are not located in the county of Sullivan. C9.02, powers and duties. The county auditor shall, A, audit and certify for payment by the county treasurer all lawful claims or charges against the county or against funds for which the county is responsible. B, conduct financial and compliance audits of records and accounts for all officers and employees charged with any duty relating to county funds or funds for which the county is responsible. C. Conduct management and performance audits of county administrative units and county-funded programs, including without limitation. Any unit, commission, board, program or entity with respect to which members of such unit, commission, board, program, or entity are appointed by the county legislature or county manager, or with respect to which the county is responsible for funding, and submit audit reports to the county legislature and where applicable to the county manager. D. Provide such other accounting reports and interpretation thereof to the county legislature and the county manager as requested on a timely basis. E. Perform such other related duties as shall be required or delegated by New York State law, this charter, or the county legislature. C9.03, appointment of deputy auditor. The county auditor shall have the power to appoint a deputy county auditor and shall be authorized by the county legislature. Within appropriations provided, the provision shall be filled by competitive examination and shall not be exempt from the provisions of the civil law, civil service law. Any discussion? Okay, we have two more pages of this. And
well, they actually have to take a test.
What?
They actually have to take a test. I like that.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. You like something?
Is that a civil service test, Louis, do you know? Or he says competitive examination. Is that a civil service test they take?
Civil service test, and they're both account, CPO.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Coroners.
I
think
they're like very
very good.
That's good.
Very good.
Good.
Coroners. There shall be four coroners elected from the county at large for a term of 4 years. Payments for services rendered shall be established by resolution of the county legislature. 10.01, duties and powers. The coroner shall have all duties and powers now and hereafter conferred or imposed by New York State law. So, the qualifications and everything else are by New York State law.
All right.
There isn't, you don't have to be a medical examiner or anything else to be the coroner. As a matter of fact, Sullivan County has a big problem for autopsies and medical examiners because we don't have the personnel here.
Yeah,
and that's been a major problem that the coroners have come for the legislature.
Can we move on because we're approaching 6 o'clock?
Okay, but I think that they should know.
I think that's important.
That's important that you know about that, Ken.
Definitely.
So you get stuffed in a refrigerator and no one looks.
Exactly. General and transitional provisions. C-11, adoption of charter when effective. The charter shall, upon approval of referendum, in the manner provided by law, become effective as of January 1, 1995, except for C1.06, legislative option of this charter said C106, shall become effective as of January 1, 1994. Continuity of authority, 11.01. All existing state, county, local, and other laws or enactment having the force of law shall continue in force until lawfully amended, modified, superseded, or repealed either by this charter or an enactment adopted subsequent to the effective date. Any proceedings or other business undertaken or commenced prior to the effective date of this charter may be conducted and completed by the county officer of administrative unit responsible therefore under this charter or administrative code. C11.02, Charter Clarification. If any provision of this charter is not clear or requires elaboration in its application to the county, the county legislature may interpret such provisions in a local law not inconsistent with the provisions of the municipal home rule law, where any question arises concerning the transition of the to a charter which is not provided for herein. The county legislature may provide such transition by a local law not inconsistent with the provisions of the municipal home rule law.
Can you dumb that down? What does that mean?
Okay. There's a home rule law.
That I know.
So this is basically telling you the provision of the charter is not clear or it requires the elaborate of its application to the county. The county legislature could interpret the local laws with the municipal home law rules. So
we can't tell a town what to do with their zoning law.
Town, yeah.
Okay.
Town
okay.
And village, they have their own home rule.
Right.
So nobody higher up can start dictating a certain everything down through.
Okay, and that's just about anything?
No, it's...
What's the limitation? I mean, it's a discussion. Okay, just curious.
Then we'll discuss it.
Yeah, I mean, each village is municipal, each town is municipal.
And they have their own home rules.
Home rules, that's right.
It's also, you know, that comes in when they try to make the villages whole also. And they come to the county with that. And they use sometimes home rule law.
I only bring that up because of what we talked about with the sheriff.
Right.
So that would be under municipal home rule, how they operate?
No.
Uh-huh.
No? No, no. Totally different.
Okay.
Yeah.
We control that.
We could, yeah. The legislature controls that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's home rule.
The town's control.
Okay.
So Bethel Town Board controls the Bethel Constable. The Highland Board controls the Bethel. They had a little situation in Highland. Yeah. Which now they're hiring again.
Right. They did a permissive referendum.
Right.
Is that what happened in Highland?
It wasn't a permissive referendum.
What was it?
It was a referendum.
Referendum.
Okay.
Yeah. They voted to reinstate the constables.
They reinstate the constables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
Yes, come. If any provision of this charter shall be judged by any court or incompetent jurisdiction to be invalid, such judgment shall not affect, impair, or invalidate the remainder thereof, but shall be confined to its operation of the particular provision directly involved in the controversy. C, 1104, charter to be liberally construed, the charter shall be liberally construed but to achieve its objective and purposes. That's the county charter. Okay.
Good work today.
Hi.
A few problem areas there.
Yes.
A little bit.
What? Right. Next meeting.
He left. I'm going to thank him
just
for
walked
here.
Out for a second.
I'm glad he was here.
We should start looking at the code.
That's what I was just going to say.
And
get, so.
Or any of those areas that we starred.
Codes? Everyone has a copy of the codes.
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
I got it online.
It's also online.
Online? I'll get it online.
Yeah, I think everyone lost it.
And we could also...
emailed it yesterday.
Yeah, this is the administrative code.
Yeah, we could also...
attachment. No, I think there was
just
a problem.
Just go to ecode360.com. You can get the code online.
Yep. Or I can read it.
Okay, when you have time, resend it.
Yeah, would you send it, please?
Yeah. It's a lot to print.
So no one integrated.
Yeah, but there was a problem because you asked if the legislator. I said yes. Well, I didn't get the attachment.
Print the part out. You're like.
Yeah, I didn't get that. That's why I said yes. Send it to the legislators, and yeah.
Okay.
Would it be possible to print one for everyone? For the next meeting?
We don't.
Are you okay? You don't want it printed?
I got it online. I don't want to carry it around. Yeah. No, I'm going to have it online.
Well, I carry.
I carry.
Yeah. You want? So who needs a copy?
I need a copy.
You don't, Maureen?
I don't
Ken?
Have them.
Oh, you need a copy.
No, I have them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I gave them.
Okay.
Yeah, I brought a couple with me.
Yeah. Okay.
I have it.
Do you need Ken?
No, I haven't.
He's memorized.
You need one?
I haven't memorized it. Hey, Lily, thanks for calling, Matt. I appreciate your input.
John, do you need it?
I'm sorry, what?
A copy of the codes.
It was very helpful.
No, I can't. I have it online.
Okay. So next meeting, we'll go over it. Do I have to read this whole thing again?
August 5th.
Yes.
Would you like a motion to adjourn?
Yes, please, Ken.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all. Have a great
Phil. Have a nice fourth. Good seeing you.
Comes a point in time where you got to move on.
That would be interesting.
This was a good meeting.
I might have to ask about that in September. Daughters are coming over. Mom's making a declaration. It's giving me a hard time.
Increases the value.